From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Condoleezza Rice is on her first foreign trip as Secretary of State this weekend, and democracy is a main theme of her public statements. During a stop in Warsaw, Ms. Rice thanked Poland's prime minister for sending Polish troops to Iraq. She said the U.S. appreciated that effort on behalf of democracy and freedom. After Warsaw, Secretary Rice flew to Ankara, where her agenda includes a meeting with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Turkish capital.
This is coming on the back of some critical statements that she made in Warsaw, the previous stop, where she repeated what she said were U.S. concerns that Russia needed to show more commitment to what she called the basics of democracy, a free press, an independent judiciary, and strengthening the rule of law in Russia. But she's also likely to be pushing in this meeting for more coordination with Russia on Iran and North Korea's nuclear programs, and probably setting the groundwork for a future meeting later this month between President Bush and Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, in Slovakia.
Relations between the U.S. and Turkey have been frayed somewhat over the war in Iraq. What is she thought to be talking about with the Turkish officials?
Well, she met with the Turkish prime minister at the airport here, actually. Turkey and America, they are close strategic military allies. This goes back some 50 years, but relations have really gone downhill since the U.S. invasion of Iraq, when Turkey said no to a U.S. request to send American troops through Turkish territory into northern Iraq. And just over the past several weeks, Turkey has really increased its criticism of the U.S. In regards to the Iraqi Kurds, who are also close American allies just across the border. The Turkish prime minister in parliament this week accused the U.S. of being indifferent to moves by the Kurds to strengthen their control over an oil city called Kirkuk in northeastern Iraq.
Well, and as part of the Iraqi elections a week ago, there was an informal referendum among Iraq's Kurds in which they apparently overwhelmingly voted in favor of independence. That must be of concern in Turkey.
Absolutely. Turkey has in the past said that if Iraq's Kurds declare independence, this could be a cause for war. Because Turkey is terrified of this scenario, Turkey has its own huge Kurdish minority population, and Kurdish separatists here fought a war for throughout the 80s and 90s against the Turkish state. Some 30,000 people, most of them Kurds, were killed in that war. So they're really concerned that if Iraq's Kurds get independence, it could restart the separatist movement among Turkey's Kurds. And actually, last month, the International Crisis Group, it's a think tank based out of Brussels, it put out a warning saying that you could conceivably have violence between the U.S.'s two close allies in the region, Iraqi Kurds and the Turkish military, over just this issue.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Ankara. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.